For sure, we are celebrating that achievement because in 2015, the overall Tanzania, we had more than 500 maternal mortality ratio per 1,000 live birth. But now in Tanzania in 2022, the data shows that we have 100 and plus and four. For 4 years now, we have not had any maternal death in our clinics that we serve in Nyarugusu camp in Kigoma region. And first point that contributed to that for sure is adhering to Ministry of Health guidelines to address maternal and newborn mortality rate. That contributed to maternal mortality death.
Well, give us some examples, like specific examples. Like, what do you guys do that make sure that the mom is in good health and the baby's in good health when the baby's born?
Sure. So in Tanzania, we do antenatal clinics. And now when you identify yourself as pregnancy, you have to start antenatal clinic for pregnant women. And we are promoting also fathers to attend because the message is it's cut across the community. And when a woman attend at a neonatal clinic, they receive their intervention. We have a package of intervention. So, for example, they are promoted to attend early before 3 months because they will start early their iron and folate supplementation, because we all know that failure to attain relevant levels of blood on women cause death. They will receive their malaria prophylaxis in the second and third trimester. That one protects them with malaria cases because, you know, Tanzania, as other tropical countries, we have a huge rate of malaria. Number two, I can say, is consistent funding, because we cannot say it's adequate, but it's something that is helping us. We are receiving funding from Bureau of Population and Refugee Migration from U.S. government. We are receiving resources from United Nations High Commission for Refugee, which is UNHCR. They are giving us funding, and also medical team. We have our private funding resources.
Why are there so many people living in these refugee camps in Tanzania? I think you've got hundreds of thousands in these two camps. What's going on there?
Yeah, so Tanzania, we are receiving refugee from Burundi and Congo. And the region that is hosting refugee is the region that is bordering both Burundi and Congo. And now with Congo, they have political unrest, so a lot of people running to Tanzania. And Burundians, of course, they had issues back in 2015, 2016. So we have a lot of them coming to Tanzania. And Tanzania has been receiving a refugee, I think, way long from the country that are neighboring to us, because we have peace and a lot of people running to our case. And currently in Tanzania, we are hosting more than 200,000 refugees in our camps.